Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. It's Amy Ehlers here, the wake-up call coach and creator of the Mama Truth Circle.
Over at the Mama Truth Circle, every month we have a mama mission. And that mama mission is really our core focus for the month, a way for us to bring our focus and our intentions back into our lives as moms, getting out of that reaction mode, which I've talked about a lot on the Mama Truth Show, and into that creation mode. So our theme for this month, the month of January, is intention. Ding, ding, ding. Makes sense, right? This is our month of dreaming. And a lot of cultures, they say, use the entire month of January to really dig into your dreams, to dig into your desires. And I believe that so wholeheartedly. You know, the show that we did, that I did on the New Vision show, if you haven't checked it out yet, definitely check it out. It's the first show of the new year that I did, where I went through an entire visioning process that I've been using for really over 17 years now, which is crazy, but it really works. And I really wanted to bring that even more into today's show, where we're going to talk about intentions and how to actually talk with our children about intentions. We did this over in the Mama Truth Circle, and we've been really talking about, okay, what do we want to teach our kids about intention? What do we want to teach our children about goal setting, about dreams, about desires? What do we want to teach them? And let's do that from a space of consciousness. So I want to share this study with you that I discovered years and years ago when I first became a coach. And I really was blown away by the power of this study. So this is a study around goal completion. Now, I have to tell you that over the years, I've really changed from the word goal into the word intention. And so you'll hear me using the term intention a lot. In the coaching world, we often talk about goals and goal setting and that kind of thing. But I really like the word intention so much more because it feels much more spiritual to me. It feels more feminine to me. Goals really feels like either you made it or you didn't, either you failed or you won, you know? And I really feel like intentions are a much more powerful way to look at things. So I give that little preface here before talking about this particular study, which was done on goal setting from the American Society for Training and Development. So check this out. Of people who consciously decide to set a goal, only 25% will achieve their goal. Of people who decide when they will do it, 40% achieve their goal. So just deciding, okay, I'm going to consciously set this intention, create a goal for myself, only 25% likely to actually do it. Once you say when you will do it and put a timeline on it, 40% will do it. So don't we want to go even higher than that? Check this out. Of people who plan how they will do it, 50% achieve their goal. So half the people, if you say, okay, I'm consciously doing this, this is my time frame, and this is how I'm going to do it, I'm 50% likely, 50% of us are going to achieve our goal. Of people who commit to someone else that they will do it, 65% achieve their goal. Interesting. Want to know what brings it up to 95%? Listen to this. Of people who have a specific accountability appointment with the person they committed to, 95% achieve their goal. 95%. So what does this say? If you have intention, so let's kind of switch the word goal to intention, because as I mentioned, I like it better. So intention. What are your intentions for this year? And again, go back and do the visioning process and download the little playbook I made for you on the first show of the year if you haven't done this yet. But maybe you have. Maybe you have gone ahead and set some intentions for the year. You know, you intend to feel and have all the different areas of your life look a certain way, whether it's your health and wellness and your body, your relationship, your marriage, your business, your career, your money, your finances, right? We want to know what the intentions are for each of those different areas of your life for 2017. And then we want you to write it down, right? Consciously decide, write it down, set the time frame. So maybe it's by the end of the year, maybe it's a 3-year vision. I don't know. Set the time frame, make a plan, and then go public with it. Commit to someone else. And then if you really want to make sure that you realize that beautiful intention of yours, have a specific accountability appointment with the person that you commit to. Have an accountability buddy. This is one of the reasons why I believe life coaching exists. I cannot tell you how many clients I've had over the years and years, the 17 years now that I've been doing this whole life coaching thing, how many people, the minute they committed to me about something and we set out that plan and wrote that down and I then checked in with them about it and we had that weekly accountability or twice a month accountability check-in about it, people literally have achieved things, realized intentions, and yes, even succeeded and achieved their goals because of that. Goals that, and intentions that they've had on their plate for years and years and years and years. Make sense? It does, right? Totally makes sense. So here's my question to you. What do you want to teach your kids about this? Now, depending on the age of your children, of course, something to look at, do what's age appropriate. So what I'm doing with Evie Rose around this, who's my almost 3-year-old, she'll be 3 in March, right? I like to say little things that just implant in her subconscious and conscious mind that she is amazing at creating things. So when she has a wish that she expresses, whether it's something simple like, I want tacos for dinner or whatever, you know, or something bigger like this presents that she wanted to get from Santa, or it's about, I don't want to do that. Right. When she expresses a desire, and I don't do this all the time, Lord have mercy, but in my best moments, when I'm in that space of just consciousness and being the kind of mom I was born to be and fulfilling on it, right? So maybe this happens once a month. I don't know. But what I want to say to her is, oh my gosh, you are so good at creating what you want. Wow, look at you. You wanted that and you got tacos for dinner. Wow, Evie Rose, you're really powerful. You hadn't, like, I like to just plant these little tiny seeds with her of what a magical manifester, as my dear friend Sark and my beloved late friend John Waddell, Dr. John Waddell, said in our magical manifestation method course, right, is you're a magical manifester. I want my kids to believe in magic and in miracles and in the power of intention. So just setting little seeds, even if it goes above her head and she's not quite understanding, and I'm using the word like intention, which she doesn't even really know what it means. She's a little young for that. That's okay. You can really start creating these neural pathways in your child's brain that says, I can create, I am powerful, I can intend for something and then realize it. And for our little ones to feel like they are conscious creators. And then, of course, when they don't get what they want, then working with them on how to process that disappointment, that failure, how to hold that space for Evie Rose when she's in the store. This just happened the other day. We went to the drugstore to get Annabella a flashlight for this trip that she was going on with her school. And there they were, right at child's height, of course, these cars, these little plastic cars. And she is just adamant that she needs to have this car and da 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 blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And I wasn't going to buy her the car. We do not need any more toys in this house. Christmas had just passed. I'm like, no. So she starts to throw a tantrum in the store. And I'm just sitting there holding space for her disappointment, saying, I really see that you're disappointed. That is disappointing. I know you really want it. And Santa just brought you these things and blah, 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 blah. And then she got over it. It was fine. Mostly because I wasn't triggered in the moment. It happened to be a moment where I wasn't triggered. And it was a moment for her to understand how to process those feelings. So it's always those different sides of the coin, right? I love being able to give my children what they want. I love being able to make their dream come true. You know, these Christmas presents is always like a big thing where it's like, oh my gosh, I just want to make their dreams come true. And it was really easy. Like with Evie Rose, she just wanted this Peppa Pig thing, this Peppa Pig little house, you know, cost like $10 or something. It was like, oh my gosh. Then of course as they get older, the gifts become more and more expensive. So you have to start thinking about budgets and stuff like that. Okay. I'm totally getting off track, but can you feel me? I know you can feel me. All right. So back to the intention. So with Evie Rose, it is about planting those seeds with her, With Annabella, now that she's 9 years old, she's in fourth grade, we talk about intention. We have a practice on her way to school, whether we're walking or driving, or if daddy's driving her, then before she leaves the house, I say, what's your intention today? And really allowing her in that moment to paint a bit of a picture, because every day she'll just say to have a good day. And then I say, well, what does that mean? And actually being able to dig even deeper with her of what does having a good day look like? And I always like to ask her, like, who would you be if you were having a good day? Who do you want to be today? And it was really sweet this morning when she left the house. I said, who do you want, you know, what's your intention to have a good day? I said, well, who do you want to be today? And she said, I want to be 100% myself. And I said, that is powerful. I love it. And then with her, you know, we did a vision board for 2017. And oh my gosh, I have it right here in front of me. It's so sweet. You know, she has play outside on her board. She has be nicer to her sister on her board, make new friends on her board. I have to tell you, the first day back from school after winter break, Annabella came home from school and said, Mommy, Mommy, it worked. The intentions worked. I made a new friend today. And it turned out this sweet little girl joined her class at this halfway, you know, the year mark or third of the way or whatever it is. And she was like, I got to make new friends. And it was so sweet. The little girl's mom called me to arrange a play date. And she's like, oh my gosh, I was so nervous about her starting fourth grade, like partial way through the year, this new school. And your daughter made her a picture that said, will you be my friend? And I was just like, oh my gosh, the power of intention. And for her to get that, like to start collecting evidence that her intentions can be realized, that her intentions come true. So start talking to your children about this. Start asking them in the morning, what's your intention today, sweetie? If they're big enough to understand that question. And really play with this. Make this a game for them. That's what I'm trying to do. And it's been so joyful to watch this really unfold for them. So with that, darling one, thank you so much for tuning in. It's Amy Ehlers, the Wake Up Call Coach and founder of MamaTruthCircle.com, signing off, sending you on your way for a beautiful day. And until the next show, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.